Buyers queue overnight for affordable London home. Susan Beeshan, shared ownership householder. The news broke last week that people were queuing overnight to buy studio flats in far west London for £200,000. Very few Londoners will have blinked an eye, because this grim scenario is becoming the norm. London's house prices are rocketing. Anyone trying to do the impossible, get affordable housing in the capital, is thrown into a bear pit to fight it out for the few remaining scraps. The studios, converted from old American Airlines offices, start at £199,000. That's for a 28-square-meter studio suite. This rises to £355,000 for a one-bedroom apartment. Though supposedly lucky enough to make it through the doors and have a chance at one of the 228 flats, will have to put down a £2,000 deposit. Then they must pay 20% of the value within 10 months. All four homes not set to be completed until 2017. The grotesque London property market never misses a chance to make a quick buck. This meant the majority queuing were in fact bloated property investors. A few desperate young first-time buyers were peppered around them. Meanwhile, in southeast London's Peckham, a prefabricated 1950s council-owned bungalow on 0.6 acres of land fell prey to a bidding war. It sold for a staggering £950,000. Cram. Meanwhile, young and not so young renters cram into sheds, box rooms and cupboards in overcrowded, dilapidated flats for sky-high rents. The Socialist Party fights for rent controls and a mass program of council house building. Stop the sell-off of social housing stock. Bring unoccupied homes into public ownership. Take the wealth off the 1% super-rich bosses and landlords, and end the living nightmare of our housing crisis.